This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Acclaimed African-American architect Phil Freelon of Durham died yesterday at age 66. He was diagnosed more than 3 years ago with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Freelon was well known for his work designing museums, including the Smithsonian National Museum of African-American History and Culture, which opened in 2016 in Washington, D.C. Freelon's Durham architectural firm also designed many other public and community facilities, including the Harvey B. Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture in Charlotte. David Taylor is CEO of the Gantt Center, and he joins me to discuss Phil Freelon's work and legacy. Mr. Taylor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What was your direct acquaintance and work with Phil Freelon?
I had the pleasure of meeting Phil back in 2005 when the Gantt Center, then the Afro-American Cultural Center, was considering moving to a new space and building a new building. You know, we had a challenging space potentially to build our space on. It was 50 feet by 400 feet is what the Gantt Center sits on today. And several architects felt there wasn't anything that they could do with that space. But Phil was inspired by the space and saw clearly what it could be and what it meant to be in Uptown Charlotte and anchor a city block.
Well, can you say more about how the specific designs of the Gantt Center that Mr. Freelon was behind have had that kind of impact?
Yes, you know, I think one of Phil's strengths was really about, one, understanding the community. And I think first and foremost, he understood the importance of institutions of color, particularly African-American institutions, surviving and being able to sustain themselves. And I think that drove him in his passion about doing this. So when he came to the Gantt Center, he thought about how could he connect to the community. He realized that, you know, where we sit was on the edge of the old Brooklyn community that existed here in Charlotte. And he understood the importance of that. He also understood the importance about connecting our culture. So when you look at the skin of our building, it really speaks to, you know, quilting and West African textile concepts. So he immediately incorporated that into the skin. So we had that connection. And now you see it. Now, you know, we're coming up on our 10th year, right? So when you look around the country and you look at the National Museum, you look at the Gantt, you look at the work he did with the Civil Rights Museum down in Atlanta, again, the MOAD, Reginald Lewis, you're seeing his fingerprint on that, on the landscape around the country.
And along the lines that you were speaking, do you think Mr. Freelon's work specifically influenced that of other African-American architects?
Yeah, I really do. I think what Phil demonstrated early on with his vision is that he saw a need for expertise and a market, if you will, for working in a specialty area. It was a passion of his. He took his firm and kind of directed certainly some of his time and some of his team's time to this whole thing about, you know, cultural institutions. And so I do think he's kind of set the tone and vision for others to be able to do that.
And Mr. Taylor, it's been observed that Phil Freelon saw architecture as a, quote, quiet form of activism and education. That's according to a Washington Post story on his death. I'm just wondering, from your own experience, can you elaborate on that, or did you observe that yourself?
I think we certainly, I think we live it every day here at the Gantt Center. I think, you know, arts is a form of activism. You know, Phil, who, you know, his grandfather was an artist. So I think he grew up around that and kind of understood and kind of had a firsthand appreciation about what art could be.
David Taylor is CEO of the Gantt Center in Charlotte. Architect Phil Freelon, who designed the facility, died yesterday in Durham. Mr. Taylor, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.